my hands up.
Yes.
I want to be better at it. Because I learned that I have to learn more. The more I learn, the more I realize I need to learn. So we connect with the right people to learn those things that we want to improve on. Again, I'm a blogger who studies blogging. I'm a speaker who studies speakers. So what I thought, knowing that I was going to have a few people in the room who speak, why not put somebody in here who can teach us about how to take the stage, all right, and use speaking to build their business. Nancy Matthews has become, I want to say, one of my closest friends over the last year through this whole process. We've had some intimate conversations. I guess we can call them intimate conversations. We have become I don't know if I want to put it this way. We've become like a, I hate to say intimate in this at the same time, but lovers on each other. But my wife is still my lover, but it's a different kind of lover. This is not a physical lover, but that was you. I love Nancy Matthews. I've loved Nancy Matthews since the moment I met her, and I think it was 2015 we met. Something about her inspired me. And I think it was 2016 or 17 that we were at Craig Gustwald's event again, and Craig does that drawing like I just did, and I don't have a business card. So I put a $5 bill in the card and wrote my name on it. Craig reached in there and said, "Wait, what is this?" And he pulls out and he goes, "Who put their name on a $5 bill? Tim Gillette." And what was it I won? I think it was like a headset or earmuffs or something. I'm like, I don't want them. So I'm like, well, I don't want them. Let me pull somebody else's name out of the hat. So I reached in, and the name I pulled out was Nancy Matthews. And maybe you can tell the story of what you did with them, because I know you did something special with them, too. Both of us are givers, and that is the heart that I love about Nancy. She's going to come on the stage, and she's going to spend up until lunch giving to you. And I'm going to be sitting back here taking notes, because, again, I want to learn more. Every time I hear her speak, I learn more. So with that, I want to bring to the stage my good friend, Nancy Matthews. Our photographer in front of my small banner. In front of my small banner that Craig's going to pick up. The sign is, what's your best sign?
They're both
really good. I think they're all my best sign, personally. Yeah.
So for those of you who currently speak to groups, what are some of the good reasons that you want to take stages? So why speak to groups? I'm interactive. What would you say?
You have a message to share.
You have a message to share. Perfect. What else?
Get more stages.
Yeah.
What was that?
Get more stages.
Get more stages. Expand your reach. Debbie?
People connect with you, get to know you.
So people connect with you and get to know you, which is where what Misty talked about in being authentic is where that magic really happens. What are some other reasons?
Teaching.
Teaching, sharing. Here's a couple of things that I love about using speaking to groups to grow my business, to expand my reach. Number one, it allows me to leverage my time. what did Craig say yesterday? I'm stressed 24/7 because the biggest challenge every entrepreneur has is there's not enough what in the day. There's not enough time in the day. You're going to be sharing your message, your offer, your opportunity to serve people. You're going to be sharing it. That's how you're going to get customers and clients, right? Would you rather do 100 one-on-one presentations? How much time would that take? A lot.
Probably 150 hours.
Or would you rather do one presentation to 100? That's part of the reason, is to leverage your time, because being an entrepreneur is not an easy task. So I want to share with you the hacks that make being an entrepreneur worthwhile, fulfilling, and even easy and relaxing. How many want that kind of entrepreneur life?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we want to do it in that way. So first of all, leverage your time. The second thing it does is it establishes you as a premium in the marketplace. In this very noisy, crowded marketplace, you want to be the one that says, hey, people, you want them to see you so that they can get into conversation and do business with you, right? Do you have a better chance of people seeing you if you're in the audience or on the stage? Which one?
On the stage.
Are you sure? I didn't get a lot of enthusiasm.
On the stage.
Okay, that's what I thought. Beautiful. So that's the second reason for speaking to groups. Taking this in, well, I want you to consider, who do you think this is for? What we hear a lot is, I'm not a speaker, I'm not a motivational speaker, my message isn't that important. I want you to get that every single one of you has an important message to share about whatever it is that your business is. When we do our events at Women's Prosperity Network, typically at a networking event, the question is, what do you do, right? We prompt our people to answer, how do you serve others? Because if you're in business and you're selling something, it better serve others. So why not lead with that? And I know each and every one of you has chosen whatever your business is, even if you're in the refinement stages of it, because it calls to something inside of you. And you're passionate about it. You found a secret out. You had a solution. Who was I talking to yesterday? When we were talking yesterday, you had a massive health crisis. And the product that you represent saved her life. She wants to shout that from the rooftops, right? Yes, yes, yes. Because it makes a difference. So when we think about who's the best person to be a public speaker, it doesn't matter what your business is. Here's what this formula, what I'm sharing with you today, can work for. If you're in network marketing, technology, image consultant, financial services, life coach, health attorney, it does not matter what your business is. What matters is that you get to the heart of how you serve people and give them information that inspires them to say, you're the one that I want to work with. Make sense? Yes?
Yes.
I need a little bit more time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Let's see here. I got a little pop-up over here that says I can buy internet for a few days. $44.
Take it.
Did you figure out where I'm from yet? $44.
New York,
you got it. So just click continue.
Yeah.
Okay, processing.
You should not.
Let's welcome up to the stage the fabulous, masterful, magical Gwen.
Woohoo!
I don't know how to take it off. So I've never met a computer I couldn't piss off enough to make it quit working. Let's see.
Let's hear it. She's magical.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, so would you all agree that whatever your business is, your product or your message, that speaking is going to benefit you? Yes?
Yes.
All right, there we go. By the way, when you take on speaking on stages, whether you're doing it already or taking it to a new level, it will also give you the opportunity to stand out as a somebody and be remembered. You've all heard the number one fear is what?
Public speaking.
Right. I think Jerry Seinfeld once said that most people would rather be in the casket than delivering the eulogy.
Jesus.
So you get morbid. To stand out just by virtue of the fact that you take the stage, you're perceived as an expert. Secondly, you'll create more and better connections with people. It gives you that opportunity to kind of sift and sort when you're going to events to meet the ones you're meant to serve. You'll get better and better in every presentation, including written ones. There's a formula to putting a presentation together that is designed to be influential and persuasive. My background in this actually comes from my work in the legal field. I didn't realize it at the time, but when I was writing persuasive motions to the judges to get them to go with what I wanted to happen, you know this, we write persuasive copy. That's what attorneys want to do. So you'll get better and better as you hone your skills as a speaker because you want to influence the audience to do something, to take some action, to think differently. Because otherwise, why are you speaking to them? Whether you want them to take on a new health process, whether you want them to line up their mindset, to have the mind of attraction going deeper, whether you want them to take on giving out more hugs and scratch. Anybody get a hug from Char? Yes? Yes, go do that before the event is over. She's amazing.
It's worth the admission.
Whatever it is, you want to get better at those. It'll boost your confidence. Create products. So, who has a book? Anybody here have audios, CDs, MP3s, DVDs? Do you have any of those yet, Luana?
Many.
Yeah. You have the book. And I have a path for you for your audio course that you're going to create. I'll share that in just a few minutes. She gave me her little book to read last night, and I'm like, here's her course. It's right in the book. It's right here just waiting for us. Creating products gives you the opportunity to give the audience what they want. Your presentations should create the audience to say, oh my gosh, I want to spend more time with you. How can I take you home with me? That's the emotion, that's the connection. Why do you want to join Tim's mastermind? In part, because you want to hang out with him. He has given so much value this whole weekend, you can see that, so you want more of it. That's Bonnie, is that one of the things that inspires you to enroll? You wanted more time with Tim. So when you speak and present, your goal is to be able to not only inspire them to want to take you home with them, but give them a way to do that. And we're going to talk about how to do that in just a little bit. You'll also create a community of raving fans who will fill your funnel, your pipeline, and keep coming back for more. And speaking from stages lets you also sell your stuff so that you can make that impact and share your message. One of the things that I found challenging in the beginning is that people would say, create products, sell your stuff, but I had no clue how to do it. And I had no idea how much it was going to cost me. So one of the things that I created was a step-by-step process on how to create products for literally dollars, no money. You can create an audio course following exactly what I did. So Gwen, I'm going to tell you what I came up with for you right now. So in your book, here's Luana. Her book is Courage to Live My Dream. I recommend everybody read it because it's inspiring. And it will make a difference in your life. So as she shares her story, then she goes into a five-step process so that you can get through what you want. So you do an assessment, you accept, you embrace, you act, and then you change. That's a five-part process that you can teach deeper on each one of those things. Can you see that for yourself?
Yes.
Beautiful. Here's the easy, low-cost way to do this. You ready? And I did this with my very first product. I wrote a book called Visionaries with Guts. And then people are like, oh, that's so cool. What's a visionary with guts? My sister Susan actually coined the phrase. And when she first said it, she was introducing me. You know Susan, right? She's introducing me at an event. And she goes, I want to bring out my sister Nancy. I call her a visionary with guts. And I'm like, what the heck is that? And she said, in her perception of me, I didn't see myself like this at the time, that I've not only been a visionary, but I've had the guts to take action. Like Byron was Byron, but like he talked about being willing to fail and make mistakes. I make so many mistakes. who else is okay with making mistakes, right? They don't feel good in the moment, but it is part of the process. So she introduces me as a visionary with guts, and then I wrote a book about it. And then I thought about, okay, so this is who she's calling me. Why is she calling me that? What are the lessons I've learned? What is the way of being that I go around so I can share with other people how to be visionaries with guts? So I thought about it, and within each and every one of you, there's a process or a system that you live by that you may not yet recognize. That's the secret sauce that you're gonna share with people. That's your secret sauce to share with people, that five-step process you laid out in the book. Becomes your signature program, your signature talk. So I think about this, and this is back in 2009 or 10, I can't remember at the moment. And I thought about the five parts that it really took me to live as a visionary with guts. And I scheduled a 5-week teleclass, and I did it for a no-brainer, low price of $25 for 5 weeks. And I taught for a half hour, and I answered questions for a half hour. And I created each week's class. I did an outline of what I thought it was gonna be, but I actually didn't create any of the content until I sold it. Sell it first, create it later. Because if you spend lots of time creating something and nobody buys it, how's that feel?
Sucks.
Create it first, market it, make sure it's what people want. Again, this is a place where so many people get it backwards. I want to show you how to be successful by getting things in the right sequence in the right order. So I've created a marketing page for it. I sold this 5-week teleclass for $25. And I had, I think, 30 or so people that got onto this little teleclass. And this was only in our second year of Women's Prosperity Network. So I took that teleclass recording, burnt it to a CD with just a little bit of editing, and I have been selling that 5-part recorded series since 2009 for $65. 10 years, I'm still selling that same product. Can you do that? Can you do that? Absolutely. So I'm going to show you how to turn this into money when you're doing speaking. When I shared a few minutes ago about finding that process, that system that you actually live by, but maybe you just haven't packaged it yet, that's something that when you come to our workshop and we work together deeper, we'll show you how to go to pull that out and find that process for you. When you step to that next level of stage of speaking, the most important thing is really getting at your why of what you're doing, why you're sharing your business, and what's it about. So knowing what your purpose is, what your meaning is. I want to share with you an amazing story. This woman, Debbie Montgomery Johnson, she's a member of Women's Prosperity Network. She came to our speaker training 4 years ago. And she came because she had this business with a vitamin supplement called benfotiamine, which is for neuropathy and pain. She didn't start the business, her husband did. And one day when she was sitting at work, she got a phone call that says, "Is this Debbie Montgomery?" And she said, "Yes, I'm sorry to tell you your husband Lou just died." And 10 days before this, he had forgotten to renew the life insurance.
No.
Here's a woman who was left with little to take it to the next level. She had young children to raise and a business that she had no idea how to run. So she came to our speaker training so that she could start speaking on this and grow her business. And she did that. But something miraculous happened. One of the activities that we take you through is really getting to the core of your passion, that purpose, that why are you doing? And you might think that your story is not related to the business you're in, but trust me, it is. So for example, The One Philosophy, my little book, I originally wrote that believing that my why and my purpose was because I've always believed that whenever I meet somebody, it's a synchronistic moment and I'm gonna discover whatever that magic is. Like you feel that, like people are put in your path for a reason. Most of us can subscribe to that, right? Yes. And I thought that was my reason, that I observed myself treating people as the one only if I thought they could do something for me. And that's really what we do as humans. and I wanted to shift that. Treat everyone I met as the one. And then I was speaking, and I come off the stage, and this guy's like, oh, wow, that was really wonderful. Why you? Why are you unique? Why is it you, the great question you asked, why are you uniquely the one to be sharing this message? And all of you have something in you like this. And I told him my standard fare. It's because it's a synchronistic moment. You should treat everybody like the one. But it was gnawing at me as I went to bed that night. I woke up in the morning, and I'm journaling. And I'm like, what is it? And there in my hotel room in Las Vegas, I remembered being 10 years old and having the teacher call me up into the front of the room and being picked on by all the kids in the audience. I remembered that I can see the classroom in my mind with the tables and the kids staring, their eyes boring into me with judgment, my self-esteem in the toilet. And I realized in that moment, my why is because I never want anyone to feel that way. It's a couple things. I'm knowing that sharing that story touched the heart of somebody in here in a very deep way. And I'm not sure who it is. You can feel it. How many of you could actually almost picture the classroom in your mind? Could you picture the classroom? When you tell stories about your experience, about your why, the storytelling aspect is to bring people to a moment in time, that defining moment when Debbie answered the phone in her office and they called to say her husband died. That memory I had of being the child. So as we work together, we're going to support you in finding that so you can connect with the audience in this deep way. That's what determines the people who are your people or your tribe that you know want to work with you. We experienced that with Misty earlier, right? So Debbie comes to speaker training to get better at speaking so she can go out and talk about this vitamin supplement so she can grow her business. And I do this activity in front of the room, guiding people to their true why. She's not one of the ones that we practice with. She goes to lunch and she's sitting at lunch with some other women in the room. And they could see she was far off somewhere. And they were like, Debbie, what's going on? And she said, I can't be quiet anymore. So I told you my husband Lou died a couple of years ago, but what I didn't tell you is that for 2 years after that, I finally got into wanting to date again. My friends encouraged me to get online, and over a period of 2 years, I gave over $1 million to a man online that I never met. $1 million. So she tapped into what was going on. She hadn't even told her children. The only people that knew about this at the moment were her parents. All of the money she had saved went to this stranger. Online dating scams happen to women, they happen to men, they happen all over the place. Now, do you think that a woman who used to work for the Defense Department and worked in a bank security fraud department was going to be okay saying she got taken? What about the shame, the guilt, right? Coming to Women's Prosperity Network gave her not only the confidence, but the mission that she had to share. Because as she sat there that day, this woman, Nancy, said, that happened to my sister. This happened to me. This happened to me. How many of you know someone who was impacted by some kind of online scam, being taken for some money? Or in-person scams? Yeah, in-person scams, that was me. That was me too. So Debbie, that day, her life transformed. Since then, 4 years ago, she stays coaching with us and comes to our events. First thing she did was wrote a book about what happened. Next, she starts getting on television stations. She's on all local stuff. She's invited and on a board of directors for a nonprofit. And then, 2 weeks ago, Dr. Oz.
Wow.
And she said, when they asked her, what gave you the courage to share? And she said, it was Women's Prosperity Network. Being in that space, I knew I couldn't be quiet anymore. Since then, she has gone on to be on Tamara Hall, I think is another one, and then Mel Robbins. Anybody know Mel Robbins, wrote the 5 Second Rule? who was one of her idols. So Debbie got her message, she started sharing it locally. Now she's all over the place. She blogs about it, she does videos about it. Everything Tim is teaching you to do to build that online presence combined with speaking to groups is what got her on Dr. Oz. So how many of you now say, give me that mic?
Who wants my mic now? $1 to a stranger online.
All right, here's what Luana's handling up big time, right? And then Debbie, you're gonna do the dog's guide to money.
Yes.
You got the domain? High five, Anthony. Yesterday. Awesome. All right. So here's what I want to share with you to move you forward in your speaking career. First of all, we're going to talk about how to easily engage and attract the right people, because guess what? You get to choose who you work with. Because it's your business, you don't have to work with everybody. You get to choose. Next, you get to increase your influence and expand your reach. We're going to talk about how to leverage your time and talent to increase your bank account and fulfill your mission. And then I'm also going to share with you how we can take it to the next level. How many of you think I'm going to invite you to continue working with me? How many think I'm going to do that?
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you think I'm going to do it. Okay, that's what I thought. I will not disappoint you. All right, so let me cover this because I don't want to make a mess just in case. So here are a few things I know about you because you are here, you're listening, you're taking notes. These are things I know about each of you. First of all, you are an agent for change. If you believe you're an agent for positive change in the world, give me a yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Awesome. You're also somebody who's committed to making a difference, a positive difference in other people's lives. I know you wouldn't be here, you wouldn't be attracted to Tim Gillette in this community if you are really committed to making a difference. Can I get a yes, yes, yes?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're an action taker doing what it takes. Think about the people who saw this on Facebook, got an email to this event. They didn't come, they weren't willing to do what it takes, but all of you are. So high five your neighbor and say, way to go, neighbor.
Way to go, neighbor. Way to go, neighbor.
What are we talking about?
Way to go, neighbor. Way to go, neighbor. You're an action taker.
So here's something interesting, and I don't know if you have any of you have a similar experience. If you had told me 15 years ago that I would be speaking on stages, maybe like 20 years ago, speaking on stages, running a global organization of women, women's network, mastermind, and doing coaching. If you told me that 20 years ago, I would say you're looking at the wrong crystal ball. But life brings us to the place we're meant to get to, doesn't it? So for me, who knew that a lost little girl from Brooklyn, and I told you a little bit about me earlier, that lost little girl would end up sharing a stage with Jack Canfield, sharing a stage with John Maxwell, one of my leadership idols, Les Brown, Stedman Graham, and Seth Godin, who wrote Purple Cow Marketing. That's just a few that I've had the opportunity to spend time with. When they say that your life is the average of the five people you spend time with, who do you want to be spending time with? Another reason for you to join this mastermind is you need to stay in a community of people who are lifting you up, because out there, you may not get the support. And y'all know what I'm talking about, the ones that tell you you're crazy, or what are you doing now? Go get a job. You heard that, didn't you, love?
Yeah.
She did. Create the life you want. So interesting, when I was putting this together, what do you notice about all the people that I spoke with in this scene?
Right.
They're men. We need more women speakers.
Yes, we do.
That's right.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. So step up. We need you. And fortunately, I've had the pleasure of sharing the stage with Sharon Lecter, co-author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, Laura Langmire, and Sandra Yancey from eWomen Network, which some of you, so my company is Women's Prosperity Network, eWomen Network. Anybody heard of eWomen Network? Yes? No? You're a member? Beautiful. People would perceive that we're direct competition. We collaborate. The law of collaboration. So we need more women speakers. So this is where I've come from. This is my officially. So everyone here, I highly recommend you start keeping track of how many presentations you've done. This is my 1,150th presentation, generating millions of dollars in sales. I've done over 700 interviews, la, 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 la. Isn't that fantastic? Again, I would never have guessed this was the trajectory of my life. And I'm so grateful that this is what I get to do now. I ran into someone who I knew when I had the title and mortgage and real estate investment business back in the early 2000s, and she saw me about 3 years ago, and she's like, oh my God, how did you do it? Look at your life. How did you do it? And I said, it was three things. Three fundamental principles and one fundamental skill. So the first principle that I'm going to share for you to really transform your life to that next level, where you're serving at a greater place, where you're having more fun and making more money, is a quote from Oprah where she says, follow your passion, do what you love, and the money will follow. Most people don't believe it, but it's true. You've heard it before, and you probably wonder, how could it possibly be? So for example, when we created Women's Prosperity Network, I subscribed to this philosophy, and I said, well, what do I really like? What makes me happy? I love going out to eat, having thoughtful, engaging conversations, and bringing people together. I like to have parties and things like that. So I created Women's Prosperity Network. We get together and mastermind and have thoughtful conversations over meals, and I host parties, AKA workshops and events. And I make really good money doing what I love. So I think, Lexi, we talked, you're in transition a little bit, you said. Focus on what you really love, because God gives us the things we love as an indicator for where our lives are meant to be going. Focus on the things you love, because within that is your destiny. It's where you're meant to serve, because God doesn't want us to be miserable when we're serving, does he? He wants us to be happy and joyful. So in that, you will find the clue. So that's principle number one. Principle number two is that the most important things in life aren't things. You've heard this message all weekend, focusing on people. People is the number one thing to build your business around. How can I serve? How can I make a difference? How can I let people know how much I care? That message has resonated all weekend. It's why Tim and I connect the way we do. Core value and core principle about being the one. How many of you have gotten some of these chips? Actually, who hasn't gotten a chip yet? Come on up, come get a chip if you haven't got one yet.
What coffee?
Or if you want another one, come on up. Here we go. Actually, will you pass some of those out for me? Wait, I have more over here. If I need more, I can get them in the box. Here we go. Pass them out. Pass them out. There we go. What I want to invite you to do, there you go, being the one. What I want to invite you to do is use these chips as a way of acknowledging others. Here, you get a second one. Here, come here, come out. You get two. Keep them. Use these chips as a way of letting people know they matter to you, that you appreciate what they did. When somebody opens the door and holds it for you, when the servers, let's do this, when he brings the staff in, let's give them chips and say thank you for being the ones to take care of us. Who's in? Yes. Beautiful. Keeping your focus on people and how you can serve is what the One Philosophy is all about. And we'll talk about that more. So principle number one was, you remember, so I wrote it down.
Follow your passion.
Follow your passion. Number two, put people first. And then number three is the more people you serve, the more successful you are. It's the law of compensation from Bob Berg's fabulous book, The Go-Giver. the law of compensation. The more people you serve, Zig Ziglar says it. You can have everything you want in life as long as you help enough other people get what they want. Putting people first and serving. So those three foundational principles is how I've created this transition in my life, this success, the joy that I get to experience. And then one fundamental skill, which is all about speaking to groups. The one philosophy you heard me share earlier, that my vision is that I'll get the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, I have smaller goals along the way. To get in there. That makes sense, right? Chunk it down. It's a goal setting. 4 years ago, I was leading a workshop where we do a vision exercise, and I have you pretend it's 3 years into the future, and you're imagining, you've done it, right, Bobby? I have you imagine what your life is like. So I do an example of this in front of the room 4 years ago. And out of my mouth comes the following. My life is great, I've got a beautiful house on the beach, my man that I'm living with is amazing. Notice I didn't say husband, I wonder what's that about.
Fear of commitment.
Psychiatrist in the room.
Fear of commitment.
And the one philosophy is in all the schools. I just got back from a meeting with the school board, and they're bringing the one philosophy into all the schools. Oh, and last night I got to be on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, the same night Bruce Springsteen happened to be on, and we sang a song together about the one philosophy. Just popped out of my mouth as a dream, as a vision. So I thought to myself, if that's gonna happen, remember the law of Goya I talked about? What action do I need to take to make that happen? So I took singing lessons. I hired a songwriter. We wrote a song, I'll play it for you guys a little bit later today. I paid a lot of money to see Bruce Springsteen on Broadway twice. And now Bruce Springsteen does have my book in his back pocket. I hope he reads it. But speaking on stages, speaking about the one philosophy, whether it's on video, whether it's in person, whatever it is, I talk about the one philosophy all the time. You know that little vision I had about getting in the school system? It just happened. There's an entire school district, thank you. There's an entire school district in New York with over 4,000 students that is embracing the One Philosophy as their social, learning, and emotional platform. That's the difference. Because I speak about the One Philosophy, Audrey Kerwin, who's the chapter leader in New York, was at a school meeting for her son where she was sitting next to the superintendent and they started talking about the One Philosophy. I happened to be coming to New York 2 weeks later to teach on the One Philosophy. She invited her. You see, if you keep your vision, your purpose, and your mission inside of you, and you're not sharing it with others, it's not gonna do the job it's meant to do. We've gotta get out there, we've gotta get out there. So, speaking to groups. Notice, hey, Drew, that's Paul Fink.
All right.
Some of you feel like this? A little scared. One of the things I'm gonna give you guys as a bonus when you enroll for our training program is an 18-minute meditation to get you over that fear, and you can listen to it the night before you go on a stage. Here's what it did for Leslie. So Leslie is in the program. She was meant to be here, but she wasn't well. She's one of my clients. She was terrified to speak. She was like, Nancy, I don't even want to go to your speaker training. Coach me on building my real estate business, but I'm not doing your speaker training. Serious. That was last February. Here we are a year later. She has spoken internationally. She spoke on our stage. She looks pretty happy to me. We can get through it when we have a mission to share. And the mission she has to share is how to do real estate made easy. So please go to reimadeeasy.com. It's in your book. And she's got her real estate method. She wants to show other people how to create freedom. When your passion drives you, it takes you to the next level. That's why getting really in touch with that why is so vital. This is Mary Dominguez, who was a school teacher, and she was fine speaking in front of students, but not so fine speaking in front of adults. She came to our speaker training, built a program called Parent Teen Moments, and here's what she says: thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to touch the lives of these moms and their teens. I declare Their relationships will be even stronger. I'm grateful for the passion I have in my heart to guide and support parents. I get to transform the lives of thousands of parents because she got out of her own way. And that's what we've got to do, because your mission is bigger than you. So here's a key with speaking so that you can attract and engage the right people. How many of you go to networking events, collect lots of business cards? Then what's the next step?
Put them in the laundry basket.
Put them in the drawer. What else? You might make phone calls. You might make another follow-up. You might send an email. You might connect on social media. All trying to figure out if they're your people, right? How many steps do you need to take? When you get on a stage and speak and share your content and your value of how you make a difference in other people's lives, the ones you're meant to serve and connect with rise to the top. It cuts the time down for everything that you're doing. Here, let's brainstorm a little bit some of the places that you can speak. This was me, back in 2010, there was our local JM Lexus had an event, and I got to speak there. I got to be the MC at this event. Met awesome football players and, you know, all cool stuff. So jot these down. You can speak at networking groups. You can keynote for companies and corporations. Multi-speaker events like this. You can be guest speakers at associations. As a matter of fact, just Google the Association of Associations and you'll see all kinds of speaking opportunities. Colleges, churches, synagogues, youth speakers, host your own workshop. So you might want to take a picture of this. Rotary, years ago, one of my first speaking engagements was at a local Rotary, and I just applied for a keynote at a regional conference. So I spoke for free for that Rotary, sold my books when I was there. Fast forward, they're paying me $7,500 to speak at their conference. The school, by the way, paid me $5,000 to do Zoom sessions. Schools have money, nonprofits have money. What you offer is valuable. We just got to position it in the right way. Make sense? Yes, yes, yes?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, so that was number one, how to engage. Here's how to increase your influence and expand your reach. You're probably gonna wanna take a picture of this one too. Getting clear on your message, the stories that you have, stories about your life, stories about your clients, AKA testimonials, the lessons you've learned. That's the core that you want to be sharing on stages in this fashion, on the stage of Facebook, on the stage of Instagram, on the stage of your blog. All of these platforms are designed for you to share your message and your story. By sharing your story, by sharing your systems, your processes, your knowledge, that's what's going to bring people in to do business with you. All right, who's ready to talk about money? Let's just check. Okay, just a couple of you want to talk about money?
No.
Who wants more money?
We like money.
All right.
Yes.
What was that?
Oh, I just said we like money.
Yes, we do. We like money. It's a good thing. It'll, it gives us choices in life, right? So let's talk about leveraging your time and talent to increase your bank account. So here is a section on what's possible for you. So first of all, there's different ways to earn money. One of the trainings that you're going to get when you enroll today is how to make money as a speaker. And we talk about fee paid, as well as when you're speaking at a local event, what should your offer be? If you're only speaking for 10 minutes, what should it be? If you have a half hour, what should it be? And I give you a guideline on how to put all that together. So you can get paid fees, corporate conferences, training schools, nonprofits, network marketing events. I've spoken at 2-3 different network marketing companies as keynote speaker. You'd be great positioned for that as well. You know that already, right?
Yeah.
And keynotes at multi-speaker events. You can get paid to speak at those. Here's where you can speak, and you won't get paid, but there's many, many advantages. You get to build your list, sell your products, schedule one-on-ones, build your brand and your credibility, do a TEDx talk or a TED talk like Misty was talking about, and then when you speak for free, do a good job, and there'll be people in the audience inviting you to speak at their other events as well, just like what happened with Sandra D. Bill Wallace came to see Craig, and then Sandra D ended up getting the gig, right? Show up at these events and share your knowledge. How about when you pay to speak? This is a common model these days. It's also known as a sponsorship. So when you pay to speak, when you do a sponsorship, you just want to really make sure that the audience is a good match for the investment. Let me show you the numbers on what it can look like when you start putting some kind of package together. So let's say, I'm going to use you as an example, Luana, because are you ready to go out and speak now? You're ready to go out and make money speaking? Are you ready to make money speaking?
Yes.
Okay, good, just checking. All right, so here's how this can work. So let's say you go to a networking, you're speaking at a networking or association for free. And let's say you put together, so Luana is gonna have her book and a 5-part MP3 audio series that costs her virtually zero to create. Got that? And she says that's $50. There's 30 people in the room, and now you have 30 people in the room, and when you get trained by us on how to put your presentation together, and you sell 10% of the room, you just made $150. Three people, $50 each. Would you like to go to that networking event? And it's easier than you think. Let's say we keep working together and you improve in your presentation and your sales skills, and now you do 20% of the room. That makes you $300. Improve your skill again, 30%, that's $450. If you do that, let me just check. Those of you who live in Texas, is there like an abundance of networking events you can go to?
Yes.
Morning, noon, and night, you can network all day, all night long. Are there enough opportunities for you to contact those organizers of the smaller events and say, hey, this is what I just want to teach on. I'd love to bring value to your community. You have enough of those, you could do one a week perhaps, if you wanted. That's $1,800 a month. How significantly would that change your life?
Not really.
And that's local. You don't need to travel. That's just right here. Donna Tornillo is one of our clients, and she does tarot readings and astrology. She'd been speaking at networking events. Oh, yeah, I got to speak at this event. Did you make any money? No. Oh, I got to speak at this. Did you make... People want to take you home with them. Let's show them. Let's let them, right? So Donna comes to our training. She went to a networking event where she spoke like a couple of days later. Only 11 people in the room. She sold 6 packages, $450 from 11 people in the room. And do you think those 6 people who purchased are happy that she gave them a way to take the next step? Do you think they are? The people in your audiences are waiting for you to lead them to whatever's next. Here's Sheila Skolnick. She came to our training, went to a networking group, sold 75% of the room, $1,200. So that's easy for you to start doing locally. Let's take it up a notch. Let's say you put a package together and you get to do a 60 or a 90-minute keynote. Your product is, say, 500. Again, just 50 people in the room, sell 10%. That's $2,500 to $25,000. 20% brings it up. Just look at these numbers. Now, the promoter gets a fee. One of the reasons our training is actually called the business of speaking is you need to know this. You need to know that when you go on someone else's stage and they fill the audience, you're going to do a split. Who's familiar with this? I know our speakers are familiar with this, but you may not be. Or if you're hosting an event and you're like, oh, Nancy's coming to speak on my stage, isn't that wonderful? Yes, it's wonderful, and you should get paid. Whatever I sell, there should be a split for. So there's lots of nuances in the speaking business that we want to make sure you're prepared for. For example, Regina started working with us right after she did our speaker training, and she got invited to speak on a panel at a conference. And she texted, she goes, oh, well, how much should I charge? They're asking me what my speaker fee is. I've never charged before. So my sister talked with her and said, well, what are you thinking about charging? She goes, I don't know, like $250. And she said, I'm sorry, how much are you worth? And she goes, oh, I'm worth $1,000 an hour, easy. She asked for the $1,000 and got it. Sometimes when they say yes to your offer, you may not have asked enough. Asking only a little can be an indication to the event promoter that you're not that confident or that good. So we want to guide you in how to really stand in your power of the value that you bring. So anyway, selling from stage, here we go. You do this, that's $11,000 to $250 for one appearance. Yes, you do the prep work ahead of time, but now think about the lives that are being changed because you've brought them to work with you. Here's something that comes up. Well, what if I don't know what my packages are and I don't have any products? Anybody thinking along those lines? I'm not sure what it is or how to put it together. We'll figure it out. You all have something. And Luana, you can't say that no more because we put a package together. So Luana, who has a package? Luana, raise your hand now if you have a package. This is so cool. This is a woman who came to our training. Her name is Gladys Diaz. She's a seminar leader, relationship coach, the love twins. Her and her sister are twins, yeah. So she came to the training and she said, I don't know, I don't have an offer to put together. So we worked with her and said, make one up. Make it up. Everything starts as being made up, doesn't it? And then you bring it into being. You gotta envision it, think about it. So she made up that she was gonna do a 3-day event for single women who wanted to be invincible in the boardroom and irresistible in the bedroom.
Ooh la la.
She made it up. Good language, good catch. She knew her audience. She sold in that room, right there in that conference room, she sold this event that she made up at the training that she came to. The next weekend she went to an event, sold it again, and made $10,000.
That's a lot of women.
It's just about getting in the right environment to find out what that secret sauce is that you have and putting it in a way that makes it easy for people to say yes and take you home. Since she has learned our system for speaking and influence and putting your packages together, she says it's made over $250,000. That 3-day event she made up is her flagship event that she does year after year after year. It all starts somewhere. Here's another thing that I hear. That sounds great, but I'm not good at selling. I know somebody's sitting here thinking that. What if I'm not allowed to sell at the event? I spoke at a women's chamber, and they were like, Nancy, you cannot sell. You can set up a table with your books, but you are not allowed to sell. I said, perfectly fine. So when I spoke at this chamber, I had 3 things with me. I had the 1 philosophy book. I had my other book, Receiving Your Riches, and my other book, Visionaries with Guts. And throughout my 30-minute presentation, I read from the book several times. So I never sold, but after the event, people came to my table and said, wow, that was really good. And what was that up? I said, well, I put this little bundle together for you. $750 from a room of 30 people where I wasn't allowed to sell. There's always a way. It's about building that influence, and it's about remembering to just be the one for others, because the more people you serve, the more successful you are. So what I want to invite you to now is to work with us further, to take it to the next level. Would it be okay if I share with you what that looks like? Yes?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes?
Yes, yes, yes.
And when I share this with you, I want you to get where we come from, myself and my sisters and our entire community, as a matter of fact. This world needs us all to stand up, share our voices, and make a difference. I'm committed that before I die, I know this world is going to be a much better place for not only me having been in it, but for all of you. I believe we need to connect and collaborate and bring our tools to the table. Our tools is sharing with you how to improve and advance your speaking so you can make money, so you can flourish, and you can go out and change more lives. That's why we want to work with you, because we want you to be a success. I don't want somebody who's not going to be successful. I'm committed to your success. When Sandra B asked me earlier, what's the one word that my community has brought me? I'm going to say it's love, unconditional love. Like, we love you to success. On the days you don't feel like it, And on the days you're soaring, we're always there for you. And that's what Women's Prosperity Network is all about. So I shared with you these things: how to attract and engage the right people, how to increase your influence, how to leverage your time, and now we're going to talk about how to take it to the next level. So we call this the Business of Speaking Training Program. What you're going to get is audio trainings, video trainings, so you can create your products, so that you have the confidence. Because let's face it, there is no way I could take 15 years of speaking expertise and give it to you in 60 minutes, right? So it's impossible. And the other thing is, you must practice over. And I gotta find a clip of one of my first speaking gigs, because I was terrible. I was terrible. And part of the reason I was terrible is I was a really great teacher. Sometimes as a speaker, if you're used to teaching, you're actually giving more than the audience can handle. You gotta give it in segments as they can handle it. So with the speaker training, here's what you're gonna get. You'll be able to continuously fill your funnel with qualified contacts, build your confidence, and maximize your time and energy speaking to groups so that you're not, as Craig says, stressed out 24/7. You'll have a storehouse of products, so we'll brainstorm and figure out what products are the right ones for you to create so you can make money while you sleep. How cool is this? After the event yesterday, I went to my room, opened my email, and the subject line said, book order. Hello, Nancy. I would like to order 40 or 50 copies of your book, The One Philosophy, so we can do a study with my organization. And would you be interested in coming to speak? I have no idea who this woman is, but I've been sharing a message, How many of you want to come home to emails like that?
Yep.
Share your message, get on stages, do blogging and video, get out there. You make money while you sleep. You'll consistently increase sales month after month, and we give you easy systems to duplicate the process. We're about not giving you a fish. I want to teach you fish. I want you to be so amazing, you don't need me anymore. Now, that may be not a good business model. I keep learning and growing so that we can do that. So here's the course materials that you'll get. 9 hours of video training, and it's broken into nice segments, so it's easy for you to follow. We're going to guide you step by step through the training. You'll get worksheets, templates, contracts, marketing samples. Because once you put your talks together, you actually need to market yourself as a speaker. And we want to give you the support in doing that. And you get an awesome speaker resource library. Here's the audio training you get. Speaking for Fun and Profit, 3 ways to fill your pipeline with qualified prospects. The 5 deadly sins of public speakers and how to avoid them. My sister Trish created that teaching because she had been teaching in corporate for years before we started working together. So I think she watched me for a little while and then made the deadly sins based upon what I was doing. So that you can avoid them. I was not good in the beginning. And just so you know, I was so afraid of speaking in public that when I was in college at the State University of Oneonta, which we called Stoneonta at the time, and then I graduated Stony Mountain, moved to Fort Lauderdale. I was so happy there was no Facebook then. But a story for another day. I was a political science major and I wanted to be an attorney. And one of the required courses was public speaking. So I go to the class, sit there the first day, and the instructor gets up in front of the room and he says, okay, everybody who's on this side of the room, today, you're going to come up and introduce yourself and say what your major is and then sit back down. Tomorrow, we're going to do this side of the room. Remember that little girl who was terrified in front of the room when she was 10 years old and had been ridiculed and picked on, aka bullied? She was sitting there that day and so terrified of getting in front of the room that I actually dropped the class and switched my major to sociology.
Wow.
But look at me now. Because I got out of my own way and knew I had to make a difference. And I made lots of blunders along the way, apparently, so we'll show you now how to do that. I'll also give you the guide on how to make money as a speaker, talking about the differences between fee paid and speaking for free, and how to put your packages together and do the pricing based upon how long you have to talk. You'll also get the Monetize Your Message series. This is a three-part series, how to develop, deliver, and distribute your authentic message, how to create those products, like I talked about with doing a teleconference, and I share some of the ways to create audios, and then also a copywriting formula. Remember I said market it first, then create it? Copywriting is where you want to start, so there's a guide on in there on how to create, you know, your copy in such a way that people want what you have. So that's a three-part series. It's a combination of video and audio. Plus you get the speaker's resource library, which has all the forms you need, templates, this calculator, checklist, contracts. You need to have contracts when you go speak places. Who's collecting the money? What's the percentage split? Who's providing the projector? Who's doing the marketing? There's a lot of pieces about the event industry that you want to know. Erica Goodstone is a friend of mine, and she said this course and the information you're sharing, as well as the way you're delivering it, is super, very clear, simple, and to the point. She's been on so many similar webinars over the past few years, and the way of explaining it makes it easy to understand. I need things easy to understand for me to implement. Simple and easy, right, Tim? There we go. This is Marlene, who she and I spoke at an event together. It was a small networking event years ago. And I get up and I'm engaged and I'm having a good time with the audience, and I had an offer to come to one of our events for $100 or something. She comes up behind me, stiff as a board, and delivered great content, but she didn't grab the audience. She didn't have them connected to her. And she said to me, Nancy, how come you sold, but I didn't? And I said, well, let's just massage your talk a little bit. The content is good. You guys, all that, you know your stuff. We just need to massage the way it's put together so that you can create that impact. So that was what she said about the audio trainings. Then you also get a ticket to one of our live workshops. Have you been to the speaker training, Bonnie?
Yes.
Twice. Why did you go twice?
Because you need to, you can't be spammed.
Got to always up your game, take it to the next level. When I was that kid, she came back again. So this is a two-day workshop. I've got two on the schedule for 2020. One is in Fort Lauderdale in April, the other is July in New York. And my co-teacher is my fabulous sister, Trish Carr. She's also a five-time best-selling author. She's trained and certified. We're probably up to about 750 people that we've certified now. Global community, yada, yada, yada. You are getting someone who knows the speaking business for over 30 years. I don't know if she wants me to tell you that, but she's like... So here's what we do in the two-day training. We're going to go over three simple strategies to demolish your fears forever, give you the three-step formula to craft and deliver winning presentations every time, how to inspire and sell from the stage, and you actually get an opportunity to practice that, proven system for getting fee-paid speaking gigs, marketing strategy so that you'll be a sought-after speaker, how to build your list, package and sell your product, and a blueprint for consistent success. These are all the pieces we know that we've taken from our experience, as well as working with hundreds and hundreds of people over the years to build their businesses. So here you go. You get the in-person training. You also get the home study course, plus the speaker's resource library. Individually, all of that is about a $2,200 value. You probably know that I'm not going to offer it for it. How many of you would love to just pay $2,200? Because you can.
You can.
No, but here's the thing. So we chuckle about that. We chuckle about that. And obviously, I'm following a formula that inspires people to want to take action and sharing that with you. We chuckle about that, but answer me this. What if you go and give a speaking engagement to talk about your health products and you get three people to join your business? Is it worth $2,200? It's worth way more than that, isn't it? Or you go out, you know, Charles, you'll go out and speak on connecting and with people, and then you get invited to be a keynote speaker and they pay you $5,000 to come in. Is it worth it? So yes. We chuckle at the little game we play with, here's the total value. But the truth of it is, what are you willing to invest in yourself? Because I know, you believe, you know that we're going to help you. We can get you done. We can make this happen for you. The only reason you may not invest is you don't think you have enough time, you don't think you have enough money, and most of all, you don't think you're going to really do it. Because you bought things before, and then you ended up not doing them. I implore you, let today be the day you say, I'm taking my message and I'm bringing it out to the world in a bigger way. To make the impact in the lives that I'm supposed to touch and the impact in your life. You should be making more money. Would you agree?
Yes.
More money would be a good thing. Let us show you how to do it. Just like we did for Sheila, for Donna. Or perhaps your message is so important you want to get on the Dr. Oz show. Or something like it. And as Tim said, I can't guarantee it's going to happen. But when you follow the formula, it works. So I invite you to come work with us. The special that I put together for the group here is the home study course, the two-day training. It's only $497. So come see me over here. I have a few of my books, The One Philosophy, with me. So all the audio trainings and the videos, it's a digital download. Come see me over here, and I'll also give you a copy, a signed copy of my book, The One Philosophy. All right.